This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift, and yes, we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo Morgan is to my right. Abe Gordon is to my left. He's in for Mike Johnson today. I am Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to a life of squid in a moment, hear what's going on.
Which I do have.
Bo's world. I know you have one. I just caught you off guard. You're hanging out with Chip. It's all good. We all stayed up late for the Home Run Derby last night. Unfortunately, Matt Olson was eliminated in the first round, but he put on a good show. A little bit slow to start, and then he started ripping bombs.
Yeah, he took his time out, and then it just kind of – him and Eddie Perez, and Eddie Perez was getting a little bit of flack on online because he had like Matt had 7 seconds left, and Eddie tried to grab a handful of balls and then dropped them, and then tried to grab them again, and kind of ran out of time. But he did. He kind of locked in, and it was really cool when he started to lock in after that timeout. Is the fan, the crowd of fans, whatever you want to call it, they got the energy in that, and at Truist was pretty freaking cool. I mean, some would call it electric. And it was just a cool moment because it was and when he walked up to the plate, the ovation was good. And I know that it's not the case, but it's a guy that I see criticized and hear criticized quite a bit on by fans and by media alike. It was the first time that I felt that Matt Olson was appreciated in the city. And I liked it because he goes out there and does everything he can.
But when he had that slow start, did you automatically start to feel the they on
Yes.
You?
I felt the pressure
yes.
for him
yes.
Because of the they. And I got tense, not going to lie. And that's almost why I don't, in normal years, like my guys in the Home Run Derby. Because, you know, you could go up there and Jazz Chisholm it, right?
Right, right.
And nobody wants to Jazz Chisholm it in the Home Run Derby.
No, look, Chipper Jones is my favorite baseball player of all time. I named my dog after Chipper.
And that's the one thing we have in common.
And I remember being amped up in 98 for the Home Run Derby in 98. And he goes out there and he pokes – and I want to say this was in Fenway Park, I think it was 98. I might be a year off. But he poked one home run in the Derby. And I was young, and it was devastating
yeah.
to me. Because
yeah.
I was like, this is the greatest hitter alive. And he got one. And when Matt Olson started struggling, like 30 seconds in, I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
And I didn't know if he could turn it on, but he did, and it was really nice to see. Again, didn't advance, and that's tough.
But I
think he put out a respectable – it was a course, yeah. Mm-hmm. 99 maybe, whatever, Fenway or somewhere in there. But he put out a respectable effort.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see him get hot for like – I mean, what did he get, like 10 home runs in 13 pitches or whatever? Whatever it was when he got going was really sharp.
Well, and Abe, you mentioned it earlier, and I thought the same thing last night, that this is just very identical to how his season goes too. Because in May, he was struggling a little bit, but we just kept saying he gets hot in June. He gets hot in June. And he has been hot. So his at-bat was identical to that pattern that he has.
Well, and that's when Squid says, and he's right, that, about the flack that Olson catches over the course of the year. And it's like, man, you know what this is about. Like give it time for him. And I get it. It's tough to ride the ups and downs sometimes. But you know he's going to get hot. He's never at some point not gotten hot. And so I'm talking about over the course of the season. We're not going to freak out like we do with some of the other players here. And there was some of that, and then he got hot, and now he's been hot for a while.
I have never figured out my own city.
Oh, dude, don't even try.
Is there some –
what are you doing?
Well, there are certain guys that get away with everything.
Yeah.
And there are certain guys – I watched Dansby get crushed by the fan base for years, yet Ozzie can be over here
do no wrong, do no right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ozzie can sit over here and not play – or when he does play, he's been terrible, and everybody's like, yeah, he's team-friendly deal. It's like, okay, well, or, you know, and I love everybody. Nobody didn't love Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
But he's gone, and he's not coming back. And comparing the one of the three to four best players in the league in his position, which is where Matt Olson is right now, to the best, because he used to be here and went somewhere else, does no one any good.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated with that. And it just – like the thing with Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy right now. Sean Murphy is outperforming Drake Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Yet because fans don't like him for whatever reason, they want him gone. And it's still like, well, trade him. They're not going to do that unless they get a huge haul because they believe in a two-catcher system, which is – if you look at the production from that position, is actually working to what they want it to.
Well, the other thing that happens, Allie, is Sean Murphy had like this weird downturn, and Drake Baldwin came in, was just red hot.
Right.
Drake Baldwin cooled off, and no one observed it. No one was out there like, hey, Drake's really struggling
actually,
right now.
So,
you know what I mean, though.
No. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's start from the beginning. When Sean missed because of the rib, which you can't help but a broken rib, Drake Baldwin didn't do anything. Then, shot to your point, though, I had to do it myself. Where
you did it yourself.
Sean Murphy came in hot but cooled off quickly, and that's when Drake picked up, right?
Right.
You're right there.
Yeah.
But then, yes, you're absolutely correct. Drake cools back off, and Sean has been lights out lately. And no one's acknowledging that Drake's not doing it, because the production from that position primarily is coming from Sean Murphy right now.
It's just like I don't think we're just entirely ready to just flip the switch
on that. And I don't want to go on this whole rant.
Yeah,
but,
I get it.
But then the Contreras stuff with Wild Bill. Go look at Sean Murphy's numbers in less games compared to William Contreras' numbers in more games. Find there might be one stat or two in the hitting department that Contreras is outperforming Murphy. So stop acting like this great injustice was done by trading the guy.
Well, and of course, the Braves do have a few days off with the All-Star Week happening right now. I do want to say congratulations, though, to the big dumper. I don't know how his mom feels about that nickname. I know how I feel about it. But he won last night, the Home Run Derby. Of course, the All-Star game is tonight. And then at Truist on Friday, we do welcome the Yankees to town. So maybe after a few days' rest, we can all move on and get on to a second half of better baseball for this team. Hopefully.
Yeah, you hope it gets off to better. So it's not an easy ask with at least one or two bullpen games, maybe. I mean, I assume that Holmes and Strider, with the time off, they'll reset and have Strider and then Holmes. But you're still getting a bullpen game there, Abe, and that's not what you want with Aaron Judge and some. You know, they have a big lineup. You know, so.
You shouldn't have a bullpen game. Why would you have a bullpen game?
Well, who's your third starter?
Elder. It's not a great starter, but it's not a bullpen game.
I mean, you know what? It's a good point. I actually forgot Elder was still pitching for us.
I get it.
But it could be a bullpen game.
Last time out, Grant Holmes was a bullpen game.
I know, and that's the problem. You really only got one starter you can somewhat trust. So, I mean, it's just rough. You know, that's where everything comes into play with it makes it rough right now.
Well, and a couple things about the Home Run Derby last night. I know Grant was out in the stands, and he said Kevin Arrow missed him by like 5 feet. With some of his home runs, O'Neill Cruz hit a 513-foot home run. What is the longest home run that's been hit in Truist Park? Do you happen to know, Abe, or is that one
like
of them?
In real play?
Yeah.
Or just any time?
I mean, I'm
you
just
mean
curious,
like in a game?
I'm curious if it's the longest home run.
I have to imagine so.
It has
I don't
to
think
be.
They measure just batting practice bombs.
Yeah.
There's a chance Acuña maybe topped one, but
right.
Like I doubt it. And this is what I mentioned. Like, O'Neill Cruz hits the ball harder than anyone else in Major League Baseball. He just does. That was my concern. I talked about it yesterday. I don't know if he's going to elevate it enough. You saw some of those. I mean, we don't have to get into the kids in the outfield. I was scared at times.
Were you?
Because, dude, he was ripping the ball definitely a buck 10 and faster.
Yeah.
I was a little scared for some of them.
Real quick, I do have an answer for y'all. Grant McCauley. By the way, Allie.
Dang.
Ronald Acuña, he tweeted this out actually last night. So Ronald Acuña Jr. owns the longest home run in a game in Truist Park history at 495 feet.
Okay, but for a home run in the Home Run Derby, that's got to be the longest one.
Yeah,
at Truist.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The longest ever.
All right. Well, I mean, I definitely read my husband's Twitter all the time.
That wouldn't make you on. I know some other people that don't read their husband's Twitters. My wife. Hit it, Dylan. Always got to thank our friends at Baron Burton's, W Sauce, Fireshire, the Breakfast Sauce 2. I made those steak tacos, and the Breakfast Sauce 2 is the Verde. I put it all over the steak taco. It's so good. The Verde. I mean, I use the Verde for the Breakfast Sauce 2 for my for all my taco, every time I eat tacos. So it's phenomenal. Real quick, I want to bring the – I know I'm going to bring the mood down slightly before I get to this story about Horford, but we need to mention something that's been heavy on us all here. We wanted to wait until we knew for sure and got confirmation, but our good friend and longtime listener, one of the founding members of Squid Nation, Chief, has passed away. Mm. And I think it was near the end of June. I know it's been a while, but I do know there was services, I believe, yesterday for him. And, you know, it's rough. Don't know all details. Just know that he has passed away, and he was a huge listener to this radio station. And he was a huge member of the 99 The Game family.
Mm-hmm.
Met him multiple times at events. He got to see him at the Father's Day dinner most recently. And our condolences go out to him and his family. We'll always remember Chief. And, you know, what's happening, Chief? He was our guy. So the condolences to his family, and what an awesome human being he was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, very well said, Bo.
Now, there is a story that I want to touch real quick that has to do with Al Horford and the Atlanta Hawks. Mark Spears reported that Golden State obviously expected to sign him last week, but he didn't sign. The Lakers, Milwaukee, Atlanta, I believe, are also interested in a nearly 40-year-old guy who also has retirement on the table, and he's still considering retiring. He's apparently not in a hurry. He does live in Atlanta and split time in Boston in the offseason, but he wants to be with a contender. So Al Horford apparently believes that Atlanta, after the moves they've made, could be a contender and wants to come back, possibly.
Well, they at least think that they're close enough as a contender that they could potentially draw him in. And even putting yourself into that situation, I think, tells you that they think very highly of themselves, and they think very highly that Al Horford, who I consider this a return home for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would seriously consider making a title run with Atlanta.
Yeah, and it is a return home. This is where he started his career. He was a lottery pick here after he left Florida.
It also helps out the value of my autographed Al Horford jersey.
No, I think that's probably cemented. I don't think him winning another title is going to help it. I mean, what are you going to try to sell it when he comes back to the Hawks?
Winning a title with Atlanta, having a Horford autograph, that would definitely boost the value.
He's got a title in Boston.
Yeah, but if he wins one here, the value skyrocket, baby.
Well, it's all about you.
Well, you can probably hear all the commotion happening around us. We are live at SEC Media Days. And coming up next, we do have senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty, will be joining us. That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike today. I am Allie Mack, and we are welcoming in senior writer for Sports Illustrated and friend of the show, Pat Forty. You can find him on Twitter, X, whichever you call it, at @BatByPatForty. Pat, I saw you tweet the other day, and it's so funny because we've been talking about this the entire week. There are 5,000 people walking the streets of Atlanta in cowboy hats and boots. Is this for the Beyonce concert, or is this for Arch Manning in Texas Media Days? Did you ever think the SEC Media Days would rival Beyonce concert?
No, and I underestimated. It's probably 25,000 hats and boots out there. It's quite a revelation, really, to come to town and see it all. Atlanta embraces college football, obviously, and it's exciting to have the SEC here and to be at the Hall of Fame, especially. And we're going to get to hear from Arch Manning today. We'll get the prodigy himself in front of us and get Texas here and get Georgia, and things are going to crank up a little more today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we a long cry from Hoover and the guy with the ring, the Alabama ring on top of his head, right there in the lobby of the Winfrey. Pat, yeah, Brian Kelly was here yesterday, and he kind of put him. I think most people have already been talking about it, but he kind of put himself on the proverbial hot seat with some of his stuff, and really put a lot of emphasis on that first game against Clemson, one that he hasn't won the first game since going to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been an LSU problem. They've lost their last five openers. Now, good for them for scheduling a hard opener, but you got to win some of them. And, he was really mad last year after they lost to USC. That was the pounding on the table press conference. I was at that game, and I think then it was like he was starting to get the urgency of we need to get off to a good start here, and he did. I mean, he said it. He said we gotta totally reframe how we look at the opener, and they not only have to have a good opener, they got to follow through after that. You know, LSU would expect to be in a 12-team playoff more often than not, I would guess, whether that's completely realistic or not, but. Year two here with the returning quarterback and some pretty good talent around him, I think that the expectations are to win 10 games and go to the playoff.
I want to continue on the Arch Manning train here. Pat, you've covered a lot of different players over the course of college football history here. Is there a player that you can recall that kind of entered a season with the amount of pressure Arch enters the season with without really having shown much?
Probably not, because of that, exactly what you said is, you know, he's played a little bit, and he's played well when he's played, but this is a whole different deal. And the name, obviously,
yeah,
but also Texas and what's expected out of Texas this year. And for a guy who has started two college games to walk and say, yeah, we're going to start to preseason number one, you're the favorite to win the national championship,
yeah.
It's a lot. But you know, Arch Manning's career, as it were, has been so carefully managed to this point. He's been raised by a very football-savvy family and a marketing savvy. You know, they have kind of kept him in a cocoon to this point. He has not been rushed into playing at Texas. He redshirted. He played a little bit as a backup. Year three, this is a guy who's supposed to be smart beyond his years. You rip the training wheels off and you send him out there and say, let's go win a title.
Longtime college football writer Pat Forty joining us. With Texas, this is a program that is kind of gotten over its skis at times, and they kind of overvalued their worth for a while. The Longhorn Network was Albatross, and we were talking about this earlier. Sarkisian's been in the playoff, 2 years in a row now? But they haven't won. They're not going to get through this year and say we had Arch Manning and we didn't win. You know, you've taken this as far as you can. They're not going – because they've done that in the past. They're not going to do that, right?
Yeah, no, I it's a good point. I was talking to some guys last night, and I think this is kind of that tipping point season for Sark, where he's done a great job rebuilding the program, recruited fantastically, developed players, gotten so much better on the lines than they were. But this year now, it's not just make the playoff. Now I think it's make the championship game, and if you don't make the championship game, the national championship game, then might be a little bit, you know, we were hoping for more. It's not, you know, fire Sark, but I think that the perception around him would go a little bit from, you know, golden boy to, is he really going to get it done?
Yeah.
I want to go down that path a little bit about the playoffs, because there seems to be a lot of back and forth about what that format should take or how it should really shape and form. What do you kind of see happening in the future?
Well, I wrote yesterday, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world to stay at 12,
mm-hmm.
If they can't agree otherwise. But I expect them to expand because they can and because they can make more money. And so 14, 16, probably 16. Obviously, the interesting push and pull, the tension there is, you know, the multiple automatic bids that the Big Ten has favored, and the SEC looked like they were along for the ride with that. And then things changed in Destin at SEC spring meetings, and the coaches basically said, let's do it 5 plus 11, 5 automatic bids, 11 at-large bids. We'll get our bids. We're good enough. And I think they're right, and I would much prefer to see that than guaranteeing bids before the season starts for X number for a league. You know, that goes against competition, and there's no other NCAA championships that work that way. Nobody gets, other than a conference champion in the basketball tournament, is guaranteed of a bid. So I hope we get to 5-11. Yeah, that would be my preferred method, or just stay at 12, but I think we're going to 16, and then we'll see how the bids shake out. But there's going to be considerably more debate and discussion about that. I'll be at Big Ten Media Days next week, and we'll see what Tony Petitti, who tends to hide, we'll see what he says when he finally comes out.
Well, Sankey likes talking. I think he talked for an hour yesterday. Real quick on that, please, please tell me that we're not going to expand the NCAA basketball tournament. And I know Sankey touched on that. I just think that's a horrific idea.
It is. It is a horrific idea. There's no good reason. Nobody wants it. And I still think it's probably likely that they will. They tabled the vote last week when everybody was sure it was going to happen. But there was a lot of blowback last week against it. And so I think they at least backed off of that. I still think they'll probably get there. Probably what they really want to do is go to 76 and add 8 more teams, and another first four or 2 more first fours, which nobody watches the first four anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I think we may end up there. I think it'd be a terrible decision. I think that would be another indictment of the leadership of college sports, but I would not be shocked if we're there.
We figured all along Arch Manning would be coming here and chatting. Weren't sure about Gunnar Stockton. And Georgia announced that they were going to bring him. A lot of people viewed that as a message or a significant step for this team. Arch Manning at Texas needs to play well. He needs to lift the talent around him at Texas. How do you view what Georgia needs Gunnar Stockton to do this year? Is it a situation where he can be good, not great, and this is still a team that can win? Or like Arch Manning, does he have to play at a level that is lifting the guys around him?
I think the former of the two options there is that, yes, you just play well. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't probably have to throw it 35, 40 times a game. You know, last year Georgia was such an anomaly where they couldn't run the ball, and so you've got Carson Beck throwing it 45 times, and it just was not the way Kirby Smart wants to play.
Yeah.
It's not the way I don't think Mike Bobo wants to call games. I think you get back probably more to a classic Kirby identity with this team, where you want to be able to be a little more dominant in the trenches, run the ball. Your defense should be very, very good again, and you're throwing it 25 times, and maybe you're winning 28-14 instead of trying to outscore people. So I would anticipate them looking at Gunnar Stockton saying, hey, just don't lose us games. You know, keep us in games, and everything else will take care of itself.
Pat Forte joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game, live from SEC Media Days Day 2. I think we get tunnel vision as fans. I'm not a Georgia fan, but I grew up here. I work here in Atlanta. I personally think Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football right now, but we get regioned off, right? College football is a sport that's kind of regional. How's he viewed nationally? Is he viewed as the best nationally as a whole, or does some random guy think, well, no, Ryan Day is better or whatever?
Yeah, and I think you have to give him credit being the top active coach in college football. I mean, the results speak for themselves. Obviously, 2 titles back-to-back, but in the mix every single year. And, you know, if it weren't for the Nick Saban Alabama thing, then who knows how many titles they'd have. But, I think the pecking order starts with him. We'll see what Ryan Day does here, you know, what they do stacking off of that national championship. They should be really, really good again. Dan Lanning, I think, is a rising star out at Oregon, but they've got to get it done. You know, that was a pretty big flop by them in the playoff last year. Dabo is Dabo.
Marcus Freeman, too. I'm keeping my eye on
him. Well, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Marcus Freeman's super impressive. And 3 years into being a college head coach, definitely keep an eye on him. And the NFL's got an eye on him, too. So we'll see how long he's at Notre Dame. But I would start with Kirby. Yeah.
We are finishing up with Pat Forte, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. What's your day look like today?
Lot of listening. Yeah. We'll see what everybody has to say. But again, I put a lot of Diego Pavia in the notebook yesterday. Very engaging young man.
Yeah.
Says his favorite player is Johnny Manziel. It's like, well, of course. He plays like him, kind of acts like him. Very a big talker. Says he wants to win a national championship. Hello, you're at Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
But I kind of want to compare and contrast that with what Arch has to say, which I would expect to be not nearly as much, you know. And it's kind of like you've got the guy – nobody's ever paid this much attention to a Vanderbilt player. And then you got the quarterback from Texas who just kind of wants to be left alone. It's funny. It's kind of an interesting juxtaposition.
Definitely going to be interesting. Pat, thank you so much for the time today. We so appreciate it. That is senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forney, coming up. On the other side, we've got senior writer for ESPN, Heather Dinich, will join us to cover SEC Media Days, what she's expecting to see. That is next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll be here all week. You've got Bo Morgan here, Abe Gordon. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Well, we are welcoming in senior writer for ESPN, Heather Dinich. Heather, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. You got a good view of the field and all the stuff going on up there.
I know. We just have to turn around to watch everything that's happening back there. You tweeted yesterday about Sankey saying that there hasn't been a time in the past 100 years that he's seen so much change in college athletics. There is kind of an evolution happening right now. So I want to ask your opinion. Where do you think things land with the NIL? Like, how long do you think it will take for everything to get a little bit more under control?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, at least a year. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Because they have to figure out what is acceptable in terms of what's approved and what's not, what the fair market value is. I mean, you would think that the human element helps, because let's just say hypothetically that you've got a quarterback who's going to be a number one draft pick in the NFL, and he gets a NIL deal that has to go through the clearinghouse for $100,000. And another quarterback gets an offer that's $1 million. You would hope that the people on the other end say, wait a minute, I know this kid's value is going to be X amount of dollars as a number one draft pick.
Right.
But you're telling me this guy at school Y is all of a sudden getting, you know, three times as much. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out on the stamp of approval and rejection letters.
For a long time, it felt like the Big Ten and SEC were driving this thing forward together, both from the conference realignment standpoint, but also from the college football playoff expansion and the format. Now it seems like there's all of a sudden over the past couple of months a little bit of a split, a little bit of a divorce in their preferred format. How surprised are you that they have no longer aligned in that? And ultimately, do you have an idea of where we head with the college football playoff format, or if we even expand from 12, 14 to 16?
I was surprised at the SEC spring meetings in Destin.
Yeah.
When Greg Sankey took a more public stance in favor of 5 plus 11 and came out and said his coaches were basically asking, why wouldn't we do this? So knowing the reaction from the Big Ten after that happened, when multiple sources were like, wait a minute, it's like you hear the record scratch, like I thought we were all on the same page. SEC ADs had come out and said they liked the AQs prior to Destin. So I think that meeting was where that divorce happened on the issue of 2026 and beyond. So it didn't surprise me in the least to hear Sankey say, we're not on the same page. And if we're not on the same page, that's okay. This thing can stay at 12, because he has also said that as well.
Senior writer for ESPN, Heather Dennett, joining us here on Sports Show 9-9 of the Game, the morning shift, live from SEC Media Days, Day 2. The whole 9-game, 8-game schedule thing for the SEC, I feel like people get lost in this argument of what the effect is of the smaller schools that the SEC pays to beat handedly, and not only what it'll affect those programs, but also these out-of-conference games like LSU opening with Clemson. Some of those teams might say, you know what, we're good. And I think Brian Kelly pretty much said that in his statement yesterday. Is that wrong to think that there's two different cause and effects of going to the 9-game schedule, not just playing more games in your conference?
No, you're right, and I think that's fair to point out the value it brings to the smaller schools who depend on that and rely on it so heavily, especially as the gap between the have and have-nots financially just grows so much wider. But at the same time, the biggest issue for SEC coaches when it comes to the 9-game schedule is the college football playoff. Hey, if we're going to do that, you got to give us some guarantees that we're not going to get knocked out for losing 3 games to top 15 teams. I mean, if you look at the SEC right now, this second, every single team in the league is playing a schedule that's among the top 20 most difficult in the country. That is Greg Sankey's point. And when you go to 9 games, they're saying, you know, we'll do that. That's why the coaches want 8 unless there's guaranteed. This whole thing is a chicken and egg thing. The whole thing. Which is going to come first, the playoff or the 9-game schedule? Because you've got the Big Ten saying, we're not going to agree to 5 plus 11 or even consider it unless you and the ACC go to 9 games. And then there are people saying, you don't get to tell us how many league games we play. We're going to decide that on their own. But hey, we'll do that if we can figure out the scheduling component from the committee's perspective.
And does that really come down to this new strength of schedule metric and how they view it being used this year, and then they'll make the decision?
Yes, so that's the heart of all of it. And you know what I find so funny about all of this is Sankey actually said strength of record yesterday when he was talking as the metric. And do you know But that is the ESPN metric that for over a decade I have relied the most heavily on to give you predictions every Saturday night after the games. Because that metric, for people who don't understand, tells you how difficult it was for a team to achieve the same record against the same opponents, an average top 25 team. That's a fantastic measure to compare teams. I don't know how the hell ESPN Analytics figures that out, but it has lined up historically almost to the T. Last year, it didn't. Last year in the 12-team playoff, it didn't line up, and when they put Indiana in there, I'm an Indiana grad, and I was like, what are you doing? I've been disowned from IU.
I know,
because I was like, what are you doing? They didn't play anybody.
Yeah. But then when they did, it didn't go well for them,
right.
Like with Ohio State from it. All right, so the problem is there's no leadership. There's leadership, but everybody's looking out for me. Mm-hmm. At what point do we just do a full stop and the powers that be say, let's put one guy to help mediate with us, because right now there's no chance of that. I mean, right?
Good luck taking power away from powerful commissioners. You know, I mean, that's what it is. They own it. They are the king on the hill in their respective leagues. They're making a ton of money. And Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti are the two most powerful people in college athletics, aside from the guy who's rubber stamping the NIL or rejecting it. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Well, and today we're hearing from Georgia, Auburn, Texas, and Tennessee. Do you have any expectations on what they might be presenting?
No, I don't know what they might be presenting, but I know today is going to focus a lot on Arch Manning. Who? Arch?
Right.
Arch who? You know, he's going to come through. He's been well-protected pretty much from the media to this point, but I think Kirby Smart and Sark are two of the biggest things, but I'm not putting it past Auburn to beat Alabama this year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go right here in Atlanta. I'm going to say that upset in the Iron Bowl is going to happen.
Oh, wow. As Jackson Arnold sits next to you.
I'm fascinated by, I don't want to call it a threat from Greg Sankey, but this idea of remaining at 12 teams. It's so much of this. Again, expansion, realignment, NIL, it's all just been pushed forward by how do we make more money for our schools. And it just feels like staying at 12 is you're leaving a lot on the table if you were to go to 16. And same thing, arguments for or against about expanding the basketball tournament. It just feels like there's money on the table you could be bringing in. I know you want it to be in your favor. It feels like it would be anyways.
Well, and that's what I talked to Shane Beamer about yesterday from South Carolina. I said, what happened in Destin that changed it to 5+11? And, well, he didn't say money. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
$450 million is why it went from 4 to 12, right?
Right?
But the reality is he said they put models on the board, and there were some years where the SEC might not have had all of those, like, four automatic qualifiers, but there are years where the SEC could have had seven.
Right.
And it clicked with the coaches. Why are we going to limit ourselves with automatic qualifiers? So it wasn't necessarily that one person said something or the other, but, you know, that's the thing. It's all about inclusion. The five highest-ranked conference champions, that's one thing that we know will happen. But if they can't get to it, they can't get to it.
Heather Dennis joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 9:10 of the game, live from SEC Media Days. All right, who's the coach in the SEC that's under the most pressure? Because, I mean, Florida fan here, I think a lot of people would say Billy Napier. It's just DJ Lagway, what's he doing? But Brian Kelly's under it too.
Yeah, and you know, I think that Brian Kelly has been so confident here at Media Days, which I love. I mean, he and Garrett Nussmeier have me convinced that they're a championship caliber team. But if they fall woefully below his expectations, then I think it's a question going into the off season next year. You know, fair, hot seat, whatever. Right now, I don't think so. But Napier, I think, comes to mind first because of all the questions that were around him last year. But golly, they have the number one most difficult schedule in the country. Again, I mean, you mentioned Lagway. His health is the key to the whole season.
What they did to Florida last year with the November schedule was a crime. I mean, that was – and this year they did break it up a little bit, but they still have Tennessee, the last SEC game right before Florida State. But
right. I mean, look, it's extremely difficult. This goes back to the whole conversation about the selection committee. Like, you have to be able to drop three games and still be a contender. And I said that going into last season. A three-loss team is going to make the 12-team playoff. Did I think it was going to be Clemson? No. Kind of thought it might have been Alabama as we were sitting there in July talking about it. But, I mean, that's the reality. Is it opens up the door for a team like Florida to have some margin for error? But they can have a lot of errors with that lineup.
Heather, this is probably unfair, but it's tough to remove what we all know as SEC fans, and that is Vanderbilt. It's fascinating to see their quarterback, Diego Pavia, come in and just talk the trash. And I love it. I just don't expect it to return a second season. I've always said, if you're going to talk the way you talk, you better back it up. And I'm just fascinated by another season with Clarkley and Pavia and trying to take on the SEC at the level that they're discussing.
I love it. I love Pavia. He's such a fascinating character, and I hope that he joins us on this side of the mic one day.
Yeah.
Because he's going to light it up if he does. But you're right. I don't think Vandy's going to beat Alabama this year.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. I don't see that happening. I think that game's actually in Tuscaloosa, too. But the reality is, they have made Vanderbilt relevant through him. Everyone yeah. knows him as a personality. I mean, and with what he's been able to do with the eligibility in the NCAA, I mean, the whole story, the fact that we're talking about Vanderbilt is an improvement. And I think their defense with Clark Lee taking that over, I mean, he's so cerebral. He's such a thoughtful, genuine
coach. I can't help it. They were still 3-5 in conference.
Like, right.
It really is crazy
right.
that they're talking this much, but yeah. Again, if you back it up, that's what I'm waiting to see.
Right. Well, I mean, look, we're talking about Florida and Georgia having a hard time backing it up,
yeah,
too, right
yeah.
now. The league is so tough, you know. Give them a break. We're talking about Vandy, man.
I know.
Well, we are finishing up with Heather Dinich, senior writer for ESPN. Heather, thank you so much for the time today. We so appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
You can find Heather on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer to call it, at CFB Heather. And that's going to do it for us. For Abe, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. I want to thank our guests, Pat Forty, Heather Dinich, Chip Brown. If you missed any of those interviews, you can jump on that Odyssey app and you can play them back. Also hit that follow button on the station so that you're in the loop on everything we've got going on. It's All-Star Week. Training camp's coming up. SEC Media Days. We are everywhere. The Steakhouse is coming up next, live from SEC Media Days on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.